Jews. And unfortunately, at that time, the Jews lacked a very important truth, a very important virtue, which is humility. Humility. St. Moses the Black, or St. Moses the Ethiopian, says, "You fast, but Satan does not eat. You labor fervently, but Satan does not sleep. The only area in which you can outperform Satan is in humility. For Satan has no humility." This, unfortunately, is missing in today's world today. Humility. Everywhere we look, it's all about me. What is best for me? What I want. And every time we tell people, be proud of who you are. We have even an entire month dedicated to pride now, which is the mother of all sins. All the saints say that from pride, every sin comes. And in the Armenian, the word for pride, habarkutun, literally means the angel's defeat. Because it's through pride that Satan and the angels fall from heaven. Perhaps it's because of a lack of humility in the world today, or it's the abundance of pride, but society blames everyone else for the mistakes that happen in this world. No one is willing to admit fault. No one is willing to take responsibility for what happens. And it's amazing how quickly, in a time of tragedy, we end up blaming other people. We assign the blame to someone else. It's not even 3 weeks ago that the tragedy in Uvalde, Texas happened. And only minutes after this tragedy happened, already on the news programs, on social media, everyone was blaming everyone for what happened. Everyone was saying, it's the Republicans who are at fault. No, it's the Democrats. It's the left. No, no, it's the right. It's the NRA. No, it's the immigrants. It's the pro-abortionists. No, it's the anti-abortionists. It's the woke. No, it's white, cisgender men. We were so quick to blame people for what had happened, we didn't have an opportunity to grieve. We did not have an opportunity to ask the serious questions that are in our hearts and that we must ask ourselves. Many years ago, there was a priest, and a serious problem arose amongst his friends. And they all were asking, whose side are you on? These two people did something, and they did something horrible, and we have to choose whose side are we on. And the priest was expected to choose a side. So after many, many days of prayer, he gathered them together, and he said, "I thought long and hard and prayed much about this, and I know who's at fault. I've seen how upset you are, and I'm going to tell you who's the one that's sinful in this situation." Now the friends could not wait. Finally, the father is going to say, who's the one that is at fault? And so he looked at him and he said, the person who is at fault and has caused this to happen is me. And the friends were like, what are you talking about? How could you be at fault? You didn't do anything. And he said, that's exactly why I'm at fault. Because I didn't do anything. At that moment, his friends realized how foolish and how stupid it is to blame people for sins that have already happened. And they realized that assigning blame does not do anything and does not fix the problem. When we blame others, we feed the pride that we have, and we feed the pride that is in this world. And it continues to destroy this world. And if we do not learn humility, this world will become hell, because that is where pride reigns. It's the only way we can defeat it is through humility. It's always the case that whenever I give a sermon like this, somebody inevitably but rather let's take it to heart. Because all of us, myself included, starting with me, have pride in us. And as a result, that pride destroys us. We don't see it, but it eats away from inside and destroys us. Let us not be proud, but learn how to be humble. Just as St. Moses, the black, the Ethiopian, says, you fast, but Satan does not eat. You work fervently, but Satan does not sleep. The only